So the Steelers had their first unofficial practice today, and Aaron Rodgers wasn't there. And the question becomes, is this a big deal or not? At 412-928-9370. And what you can no longer do, in my opinion, is give him the personal stuff excuse. Because he's living his life again. You know, if it looked like he was bogged down in Malibu and he was out of commission because he had some people in his life that were really, really struggling with things, okay. But what he's doing reminds me of the guy who calls off sick from work and then they show him on the Jumbotron at PNC Park during a game.
Gets caught, goes, ooh, that's not me.
Dude, you're out taping podcasts now and going to concerts. You prioritize that over getting ready for a season? And I don't want to hear, well, he's a 20-year vet. He's in year one or about to be in year one with the Steelers. Roethlisberger, a guy who I think probably was not the most into these football and shorts workouts when he was late in his career. When Canada became the offensive coordinator, guess what? Day one of OTAs, he was there.
Probably wished he wasn't about an hour into it, but
yeah,
that's another story.
He was there, and you know why? Because he probably thought the optics of it. If it's new, I might as well put in the work and show everybody that I'm committed to this. Aaron Rodgers isn't doing that. And I think it has a trickle-down effect. You know who else wasn't there today? DK Metcalf. If Rodgers shows up, I guarantee you DK Metcalf isn't off doing whatever else he wants to do. And I don't want to turn this into like criticizing him because I don't think it's about him. I think it's about Rodgers and what headspace he's in when it comes to being the Steelers quarterback this year. And
not
I just,
a very good one. I think there's a conclusion we can draw from this. You could say all you want about personal issues this, or now that he seems that the personal issues aren't getting away in the way of other stuff he wants to do. I think this much is clear. If he like really, if he felt strongly about wanting to be the Steelers starting quarterback, he'd be signed. He'd have probably been there today. He'd have wanted to do, I think, what human nature, even for a guy is who can be as kind of anti-human nature as Rodgers, who does his own thing, I think he would have been there wanting to make a good first impression today. But I think what you can legitimately extrapolate out of this entire saga, which has now gone on for how many months? Three?
Yep.
Three and a half?
Almost.
I just don't think he really, really wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I think he would do it if he had to, and he will do it if he has to, if no other options realistically present themselves. But I think he is smart enough to know that this team does not have a glorious recent history with post-Roethlisberger quarterbacks, and he doesn't want to potentially add his name to that list.
I do think there's another theory, though, too, on why it's not here. And I think the other one is another classic trait in Rodgers. I think it's Aaron Rodgers' arrogance. I think Aaron Rodgers believes he doesn't need football this time of year to be good or great. So he views it as something that's not really that big of a deal.
Beneath him then?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean,
exactly.
Did he look at his performance last year?
That's what I mean. Like, he's not the guy to use like a weekend warrior expression. He's not someone who just shows up at the softball game not having picked up a bat all winter and goes out and hits four home runs and then drinks a case of beer with his buddies. He doesn't have that in his bag anymore. He thinks he does. I think in his mind, he still thinks he's one of the four or five best quarterbacks in the NFL. And you know what the troubling part of it is?
The lack of market. The Steelers are treating him like
exactly. Can. That's the other thing.
But that's the problem. The lack of market should tell you you aren't one of the four or five best. Your other team would never have let you go. Like, the Jets would not have been so willing to move on from him. He would have been better than 5-12.
I think he chalks that up to the Jets are a ridiculously bad franchise. They're incompetent. They don't know what they're doing. They're going to regret letting me go. They're the again, another breakup. He's had a lot of these. Danica Patrick was talking about that this weekend. We won't get into that too much. Maybe we will. It's kind of tabloidy. You know, it's her fault, not mine. It's the Jets' fault. The Jets have Woody Johnson as an owner. He's an idiot. They let his kid pick the team. He's basing it off Madden rankings and stuff like that. They're the morons here, not me. I'm still great. And that's why I think he looks at it like, when I feel like it, I'll show up. Then I'll be good to go. Then I'll be Aaron Rodgers. And like Mike Florio's brought up with us, I'll make three or four throws in
That'll
practice.
That'll make everyone say, wow.
Ooh, yeah, when it's not real football.
Yeah, the bigger issue is, to go back to it, is that the Steelers are allowing him, through the way they're handling this, to perpetuate what in his mind must be his standing within the league. if you have a team that's willing to make exceptions for you, a very historic team, a team that usually doesn't operate this way, and they are willing to treat you differently, they are willing to defer to you in almost every way, why wouldn't that further the notion in your own mind that you can get away with it? You can. It's like the old thing, like when you talk about an employee or a student or anything else, you can get away with exactly what you're like allowed to get away with.
You know, who was there today? We don't have any of the clips or the quotes. I'm sure he was asked about Aaron Rodgers. Cam Hayward. You know, probably doesn't need to be there right now. Him. He's old as dirt.
Probably. He definitely doesn't need to be there.
He played a great year. He was an All-Pro last year when there were doubts about what he had left in the tank. But he is the spiritual leader of the team. So when practices start, even though they're voluntary, he's there. I don't think that's a coincidence. I don't think you last as long and play as well as you do if you're not all in. And he is.
T.J. Watt
Rodgers
not
isn't.
There.
Yes, T.J. Watt not there. He's got a contractual thing he's
but
trying to...
There's a definitive reason for that.
Donnie, what are your thoughts on this? Is it a big deal yet? They're practicing. Tomlin wants volunteers. There was a volunteer practice, and he said, now I'll go tape a podcast and talk to a musician in Austin, Texas, instead of showing up for practice today.
Well, they're just going to keep pushing back the goalpost on when they think he should be there. Like, think of how this whole process has gone on. There has been like date after date after date where they either say like, oh, we would prefer him to be there, or the talking heads will say, no, this is really the date the Steelers have circled of when they think Aaron Rodgers will sign. It just keeps getting
pushed back. All
right,
but how about you? Is it a big deal for you yet? They say it's not. You're right. You're in their heads. They're going to keep moving the goalposts until it suits them. How about you? Is it a big deal he's not there?
I would say so. I mean, you want this guy to get comfortable as quickly as possible with what you have. Now, it isn't mandatory yet, so I'm not going to strike it as huge deal that he's not there. I mean, would I want him to be there? Yeah, I mean, I think it's best when every single guy is there. But I guess I won't declare it.
Why not?
Big deal yet.
Why not, though? Just because it's technically not mandatory?
Not mandatory.
But he's on a new team at 41.
Well, DK Metcalf's on a new team.
DK Metcalf has been there already, though. He's been at their other phases of volunteer workouts.
Aaron Rodgers isn't on the team.
Exactly. Wait, so you're fine with the fact that he hasn't signed yet?
No, we've been over this.
Well then, why do you say it's not a big deal that he isn't there?
Because he's not on their roster. Like
I feel like I'm having an Abbott and Costello discussion over here. So but you're saying it's fine because he's not on their roster. I'm saying it's not.
What, do you want him to just show up and work out?
I want him to sign an effing contract. I want him to sign. How is that not? Why are you smiling over there?
Because I knew it was eventually going to get to you saying I want him to sign an effing contract, and I like it when the punchline hits. That's all. I mean, he's got till June 10th for it when minicamp starts to... That's truly nut-cutting time right now. All this stuff, though, is indicative of one thing
to me,
it's noteworthy for one reason. It shows that he is not that committed to being a Steeler.
Exactly! How can fans be okay with that? I think Alex Kozora, someone sent me a write-up that he did on this. I thought he said it brilliantly. How does Aaron Rodgers get on any wide receiver's case about not having timing and stuff right during the regular season when he's not there right now to work with them? He gets on Roman Wilson's ass. You know what Roman Wilson could say back? Where the frig were you in May and June? I think that's perfectly fair right now.
But he would probably say, I'm Aaron Rodgers. I don't have to be there.
Right.
And
that's my issue.
And the head coach, who has very famously said, equal doesn't always mean fair, or fair doesn't always mean equal, excuse me, I have it backwards there, I presume would probably say, hey, Roman, this guy's won 4 MVPs. Call me when you get to that number, or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, in the past.
No, I'm aware that it is in the past. I'm not disagreeing with the overall premise here. I am just pointing out that there is an arrogance about the entire thing.
That's what I said.
That is being aided and abetted by the team. I think Schefter said this morning, they're basically, can you believe that the Steelers are allowing this guy to push them around like this and dictate terms? And it is just wild that they are, because that's exactly what's happening. He couldn't do it if they weren't letting him do it. I also just don't believe he wants to be the Steelers quarterback at the end of the day. I think he and Mike can have like their nice conversations, and he could tell Art, like, he could give Art a sign that Art thinks is like a reason why he wants to be their quarterback. I don't think he does. I think he wants to play quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, he's not going to get his way because they've got McCarthy there unless he gets hurt or something.
Unless he looks really bad, in which case Aaron Rodgers like texts Kevin O'Connell, "You up?"
Yeah, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers and some of his apologists were excited that they saw some of the things that were said about Justin Fields at OTAs.
I mean, think about, too, this other Rodgers comment over the weekend that got all that run, which was, what, I don't want to play for the Saints, but I do want to play for a team that has a road date with the Bears this year in Chicago. All designed to keep Minnesota in play.
Oh, I thought that was a comment about the Steelers.
Who else plays in Chicago? Who else plays a road game in Chicago?
Wait, so you think that's him trying to, again, make eyes with the Vikings?
No.
Wow.
I think that's him being very clear about, I would play for a team that has a road date in Chicago. Well, that's the Steelers
and the
Vikings.
So, Donnie, when does this turn into a big deal for you then? If it's not a big deal yet, I mean, you could say for mandatory minicamp, same thing. Well, he's not technically signed.
I think that would be a big deal. Mandatory,
he's not signed, so how is that a big deal, to use your logic?
No, I mean, I would say by mandatory, like, they have to
June 10th,
start really
where it becomes
answers.
Like a massive deal. I think it's a big deal now. I think it becomes like, God, you cannot let this guy waltz in here and just do whatever the hell he wants by mandatory. I think June 10th should be their line in the sand.
There's going to be plenty of guys. One. There's going to be plenty of guys around the league that don't participate in various teams' OTAs that are actually on the team that they play for. They have to actually start to get answers here before we get deep into the summer.
But what I'm confused with about your stance on this is, if it's a guy that's been with a team for years or for a while, okay, he doesn't want to go to voluntary workouts. Rodgers is joining a new team at 41, ostensibly a whole new offensive system with whole new offensive language, whole new cast of wide receivers. Why wouldn't you want as much time as humanly possible with those people to make it work?
And it's all the Steelers to blame for letting this happen.
I know, but I'm surprised you're not upset with them for this. That's all.
No, I have been upset with them for this. I think I've made that clear over the last few months. You know the direction I want them to go in. They just won't do it. And now they even want to do something dumber if this doesn't work out, but I know we'll get to that later on.
Well, that's if we believe that. That's a conversation for later on today.